Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Welcome to Success Story, the most useful podcast in the world. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. The Success Story podcast is part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. The HubSpot Podcast Network has other great podcasts like Marketing Made Simple, hosted by Dr. JJ Peterson. Marketing Made Simple brings you practical tips to make your marketing easy and, more importantly, make it work. Now, if any of these topics sound interesting to you, you're going to love his show. How to write and deliver captivating speeches, how to market yourself into a new job, how design can help and potentially hurt your revenue, and how to create a social media ad strategy that works. If these topics hit home and they're things that you want to learn about, go listen to Marketing Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts. Today, my guest is Rebecca Zunk. She is a narcissism negotiation expert. She's a popular YouTuber with more than 250,000 subscribers in the last 18 months. She is a top 1% attorney in the nation. She's been recognized by U.S. News and World Report as the best lawyer in America. Also, she's been recognized as the legal elite by Trend Magazine. She's recognized by her peers and judiciary as the AV preeminent rated in family law, the highest possible rating for an attorney by Martindale Hubbell. She is the author of the best-selling books Negotiate Like You Matter, as well as Breaking Free. She's a sought-after major media contributor. Her perspectives are in high demand by television and print outlets, as she has been featured in or on Extra, Forbes, Huffington Post, Newsweek, Time, Dr. Drew, NPR, Good Day New York, and CBS Los Angeles, amongst others. She's based in LA. She is continuing to serve through her popular YouTube channel, media appearances, podcast articles, and on-demand programs such as Slay Your Negotiation with a Narcissist and Breaking Free Divorce Masterclass. So she speaks about, and she is the preeminent authority on narcissism negotiation, and she is the only lawyer that is currently teaching this over. So we spoke about narcissism and how to win a negotiation with a narcissist. We spoke about what narcissism is and what it isn't, how to tell if somebody is a narcissist, red flags to look for. We then walk through her framework. Her framework is SLAY. That's the acronym she uses to walk through the steps that you have to take when you're trying to successfully negotiate with a narcissist. We spoke about persuasion, self-confidence, and just general negotiation as well. So some great negotiation lessons for somebody who just wants to learn how to negotiate better, or if somebody is unfortunately in a relationship, business or personal, with a narcissist, how do you manage that relationship so that you can come out on the other end in a win, so you can actually successfully negotiate with a narcissist. So let's jump right into it. This is Rebecca Zunk. She is a narcissism negotiation expert.
Hey there. Oh, well, I don't know how far back you want to go, but I am half Chinese and half German, so I always say I have no fun genes whatsoever. It's all like very intense, you know. So, you know, I was raised, my dad's Chinese, he's a doctor, and my mom's German. You know, I was bullied, you know, as a kid for being Chinese. You know, you would think that growing up outside of Washington, D.C. and McLean, Virginia, that they would have been a little more enlightened. But, you know, they were a lot of people, you know, a lot of kids were like, oh, you know, any Chinese, what's going on with that? You know, like. And, you know, so it was, I felt like, I mean, it's not like I had no friends, but there were a lot of people who were not so enlightened about, you know, they would call me a Jap or whatever, which I wasn't even Japanese. I was Chinese, you know, whatever. But so there was that. And I felt like, you know, I came into my own in high school. And I felt like when I kind of grew out of being more, I always felt awkward when I was a kid. And then when I grew into being a little less awkward in high school and, a little more into my own, I felt more, you know, into myself, but you know, I still felt like that gangly sort of kid, you know, you always sort of feel like that person. Right. And, anyway, so I got married young. I got married at 19 the first time, and I had three kids by the time I was 22. And that was my version of rebelling. Oh, I'll show you. I'll just drop out of college and get married at 19. And even though I had graduated second in my class from high school, that was what I did. And I ended up divorced. I had finished college. Then after I got married and had the kids, but I was teaching inner city elementary school at the time. And, you know, it's like a crazy time in my life. You know, here I was in my 20s. I'm teaching inner city elementary school. I had three little kids and I ended up divorced. So I was living in Florida by that time, and University of Miami had a night program, which they don't even have anymore, but the law school had a night program, and I was able to go to law school at night. So, and my ex-husband was a good guy. He would take care of the kids at night. So I would teach school during the day. I would take care of the kids in the afternoon, feed them dinner, take them to soccer, dance, all of the things, and then go to law school from like 7 to 10, and then study till like 2 in the morning, get up, go to work, teach school, you know, and do it all again. I mean, it was lucky I was like super young. And I actually met my husband, my current husband, in law school. You know, we've been married 21 years now. And we have a 19-year-old daughter. So, like, it was just a crazy time in my life. Like, I never slept, and I don't even know how I got through all that crazy time in my life. But that's what I did. So that's kind of my origin story. I ended up getting a job out of law school with one of the top family law attorneys in the country, you know, really the top family law firm, because the two lawyers there were great lawyers, but the one was also half Chinese. She also had been divorced. She also had three kids from her first marriage, and we had all these crazy things in common. And that's kind of, I felt like the universe was sort of all aligned. You know, so I've only ever practiced in high net worth divorce, and that's sort of how I got started. And then about 4 years ago, I decided to merge my practice with these other guys and decided to break out and do some other things. And so since then, you know, I've done a lot of television work. I wrote a couple of books. You know, I was sort of the go-to person for like Extra and TMZ, and I was like reporting on, you know, celebrity divorces, and I did a lot of that sort of thing. You know, you can always just see me, like, if you want to find clips of me talking about, like, when Miley Cyrus got divorced and things like that. I did a lot of that sort of thing on Extra. So I wrote a book called Breaking Free, A Step-by-Step Divorce Guide. I wrote a book called Negotiate Like You Matter, and Robert Shapiro wrote the foreword. I have spoken all over the country on negotiation. I was the keynote speaker for the American Bar Association. And throughout all of these different travails, I did a couple of entrepreneurial things, and I ended up being partnership with a narcissist, and it was absolutely one of the most horrible situations of my life. It wasn't in a law partnership. It was in a different entrepreneurial situation. And so I had that. And then my husband and I were dealing with a narcissist in our family as well. So I was never married to a narcissist, but between being in a business partnership with one and having one in our family, it was just awful. And so with all of my diving into studying about narcissism, and then all of my experience with negotiating and studying a lot about negotiating and speaking on negotiating, I started to realize, oh, I can actually apply what I'm learning about narcissism to what I've already studied and learned about negotiating. And that's kind of how I started talking about it and started talking about it on YouTube. And that's where I am now. So I teach courses on how to negotiate with narcissists, and I teach about it on YouTube, and that's where I am now.
Okay. So let's walk through that. So what do you do when you're negotiating with a narcissist? How do you get the best possible outcome? Just like from the ground up, starting from scratch, how do you approach that person? 'Cause I'm sure that negotiation, it's a lot more than just the actual conversation. I'm sure there's steps to it too.
Yeah. So SLAY is my methodology. And SLAY stands for strategy, leverage, anticipating, and focusing on you. And you have to work through all of those steps or you're not going to get anywhere. And you know, I just literally was doing a one-on-one with a client like a week ago. And she first started off with, well, I don't want to be aggressive. And I thought, well, I literally said right to her, well, then you're totally going to be taken advantage of. I mean, you know, because when you're dealing with a narcissist, the very first thing is that, you know, they going back to what I said at the very beginning of this, you have to understand the concept of narcissistic supply. It all goes back to that concept of narcissistic supply. Everything revolves around understanding that they're in this world of survival, this world of that. And so you have to, you can't listen to a regular class on negotiation that you're dealing with two normal people and everybody is going to, you know, come out with some fair outcome. That's not who you're dealing with when you're dealing with a narcissist. You're dealing with the person who literally is in this world of survival. So you have to understand that, you know, that this person is going to need to feel like they're going to have to survive in order to have some sort of outcome with this thing. And so you have to have a strategy around that, number one. And number two, you have to understand that you are dealing with a person who is in survival mode. So they are going to be aggressive against you. I mean, you know, so you can't go, well, I don't want to be aggressive, because they are going to be aggressive. They're going to be. And so you have to have an understanding about all of that. So, you know, you start off by going, okay, you know, first of all, when you're dealing with a narcissist, it's either, you're either for them or against them. And when they realize that you're no longer for them, that means you're against them. You can't just go, okay, hey, listen, this isn't working out. Let's just nicely come to a resolution. Let's just, I try to do that myself, by the way, when I was dealing with one in a business situation. I was like, we're going to go in different directions and, you know, let's just come to a nice conclusion here. And it doesn't, their mind does not work that way. You're either for them or against them. And if you're against them, then you're public enemy number one. And that means that they have to start lining up all their flying monkeys and they've got to have their army on their side and it's got to be against you. And, it, you know, like this is how they think. And they've got to take you down before they're going to take, you're going to take them down. And so all of that's going to start happening right away. And you're just, if you think, oh, it's all going to be nicey nice, you're just like naked over there. Because, and by the way, if you start off with giving all kinds of stuff early on and they're going to see how nice you are because you gave up all this stuff at the beginning, they don't care. They'll just take all of that and that just is in the wind. It's taken and gone. So don't give up a whole bunch of stuff at the beginning. That's like just leverage.
Don't assume you're going to win them over. Don't assume that's going to gain you any favor. It's not. It's just it's naive. So if you've identified this person, You gotta get your mind right. So you gotta go into the situation. It will be a combative, I guess, situation. It's like it isn't us versus them. You know, you versus them, which is unfortunate, but it's not like the normal person you mentioned
it's
before.
Not.
It's okay. Okay. So you have your mindset proper. What's the next step in this negotiation?
So you create a strategy. And the first thing you have to do is have like a vision as to where you want to go. And so many times people are like, all they're focusing on is the other person's bad behavior. Look what they did. And they did that. And they did this. And they did this. And they did that. And I want people to understand that that is just a defense. And I always say the best football teams, if all you have is a good defense, no one's scoring any points. You have to have a good offense as well. So figure out where it is that you want to go. What's your outcome? So, okay, where's your vision? And then create steps on how you're going to get there. That's your strategy. All right. So vision, steps on how you're going to get there. So that's your strategy.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive. And I bet you we've all been there. And maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real. There are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks or accounting professionals to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Next is leverage. What is your leverage? Leverage is kind of two parts. First of all, what is the diamond source of supply that is really, really matters to this narcissist? What is the thing that they, you know, what matters most to them as far as how they look? Okay, because for every narcissist, there's this thing that matters the most to them as far as how they look.
How they're perceived, you know, like physical or just how they're perceived?
No, like who, you know, is it their new source of supply? Is it their employees? Is it their, you know, what world do they live in that they don't want to be exposed to? You know, is it, you know, for example, I had a guy that I represented who was a CEO of a Fortune 10 company, and he had been married a long time. He had a pension for, you know, hiring very high-end escorts. He ended up getting herpes. He ended up giving it to his wife. She didn't even know that he had been ever cheating, ever, until she ended up going to the OBGYN because she didn't know why she was like developing sores. And all of a sudden here she has herpes. How did I get herpes when I've never cheated on my husband? And so now all of a sudden, you know, she's got this major leverage against him because, by the way, I can tell the world that, you know, look at what you did. That's a huge source of leverage. Like he did not want the world to know about that, right? So that's something that she could potentially, you know, have filed a civil battery action against him. I mean, she could have filed something in the courts, you know, that said, hey, I want extra damages for pain and suffering. I want, you know, these are things that he could have potentially been exposed about, right? And instead of doing that, she said, hey, I could do this, but instead of doing this, I want you to just pay me, you know, this amount of money and, you know, we'll do this quietly. And so that was a way that she could kind of use her leverage against the diamond level supply. You understand what I mean by that?
I do. It's an uncomfortable thought because it's so aggressive, right? Like it's uncomfortable to think about having to find that piece of leverage against somebody because for most people, no one goes out of their way to try and hurt somebody like at that level, right? Like that's incredible exposure. So you're saying that this is what you mean when you say mindset and you say be prepared to be aggressive. You're not negotiating with normal people, so you have to come to the table with extra ammo.
Well, I call it ethically manipulating the manipulator. You have to look to see what is a source of supply that's going to be more important for them to keep, protect, or maintain that is going to be, you know, more important for them to protect than the supply that they get from jerking you around.
Yeah,
because that coal level supply, which is jerking you around, they're going to want to keep that too, and that's why those cases never settle, because they also enjoy jerking you around, and they, you know, so part of the jerking you around process is constantly moving the goalposts, using the court system as a sword. Not giving you the documents, filing unnecessary pleadings, You know, so they drag you through the mud in the court system because they get supply from doing that. And so as long as they can continuously get supply from manipulating you in the court system, they will do that. And that's a source of coal-level supply for them. And so if you don't want those cases to last 3, 4, and 5 years, and you spend $200,000-$400,000 in attorney's fees, the only way you're going to be able to put an end to that is to find a source of diamond level supply.
To move it. Yeah.
Correct.
I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, HubSpot. Now, running your own business means uncertainty is everywhere. So wouldn't it be nice to have a CRM platform that just works? A CRM platform that helps you provide a seamless, connected, best-in-class customer experience. For too long, businesses have had to deal with managing point solutions that slow down their teams, frustrate customers, and hit them with hidden fees. HubSpot's all-in-one CRM platform has everything you need to do business, no hidden fees included. With a connected platform that's easy to implement and use, your teams have all the tools and data they need to spend more time on what matters most, creating remarkable customer experiences. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better at HubSpot.com. Okay, that makes sense. Next one is anticipating. So in the slave formula, you're talking about anticipating. Anticipating what exactly? Because it seems like with leverage, you're already anticipating that they're going to act a certain way. So what else could you be anticipating in that particular negotiation?
Well, I mean, you're anticipating throughout the entire case, right? Yeah. So, you know, anticipating how they're going to behave, anticipating what they're going to be doing. You know, you want to be two steps ahead of them throughout the entire case. And you know, part of that also is going to be, you know, using an understanding how they think and their mindset. You know, sometimes I tell people to use something that I call bartering, which is, you know, understanding that they need a certain amount of adulation. So if you want to get them to do something for you, go ahead and give them a certain amount of adulation. Hey, you know, can you, you know, you know, if it's a business situation, you know, can you work on the QuickBooks today? You're so much better at it than I am. You're way faster at the program. You know the program so much better than I do. It'll be done so much, you know, more efficiently if you do it than if I do it. You know, something like that. You know, if you want them to do something for you, be prepared to give them some adulation in return. You know, use it to your advantage sometimes.
Why is, and then the last piece, the why in slay is you. Why is that so important? I'm playing devil's advocate. I know that's important, but it seems like you're focused on you. You want to win, but why is that part of the formula?
I mean, I actually, when I interviewed Bob Proctor and I said, you and your mindset and your position is at least 50% of winning the negotiation. And he actually corrected me and said, it's 99%, of winning the negotiation. And in a way, I think he's 100% right. I mean, if you don't believe you're going to win, then, you're not going to win. I mean, you have to believe you are going to win that negotiation. You and you alone define your value. You tell people what to think. There's so much that goes into that. And you know, in my courses, I actually teach people about body language. I teach people about embedded commands. I teach people about clothing color and the whole psychology around clothing color. I mean, there's so much that goes into all of that. I mean, I even talk about the hertz levels of your emotions and the levels of anger and how you can actually measure anger versus joy on hertz levels. And I mean, there's so much that goes into all of that, but I mean, in my courses, I actually teach people all sorts of, you know, I give like 50 different examples of leverage and how to document. And I mean, there's like, we only like scratched the surface today with the whole thing, but, you know, focusing on you, your mindset, your position, and all of that is just so, so, so critical.
And okay, so good. So fair point. So we're only scratching the surface. So somebody just listening to you, and they're in a relationship with somebody, and they're like, holy shit! Like, how am I ever going to, you know, be effective at this negotiation? This person is a horrible person. I don't know what the person's clothes. I don't know what they mean. I don't know what their posture means. I don't know what the language. I don't know what any of these things mean. I just listened to this. So, like, you didn't start with this. You went through like legal training, and then like you've gone through like this whole gamut of stuff. So, how does the average person, like sort of fast forward so that they can deal with these situations and feel confident and persuade and influence and negotiate? Like, what's the easiest way? What did you do? Like, or what would somebody do who isn't like a classically trained negotiator do?
Well, I mean, they can start by getting, I have a free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet, which is 15 pages. It's an ebook, which like people can get at winmynegotiation.com. I've had people win their entire negotiations just on that, by the way. So they can get that. But I mean, there's so, you know, many different things that, you know, people can do. Just, I mean, go subscribe to my channel. I have like thousands and thousands of videos right there on my YouTube that are totally free, by the way. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, this is why I do what I do. This is why I'm out there teaching people. I have such a passion for making sure that people have this information and have it in their hands so that they don't have to go and spend thousands and thousands of dollars in, you know, attorney's fees to, you know, and 99% of lawyers, by the way, don't understand narcissism. And that's why, you know, people can spend thousands of dollars on lawyers and still not end up where they want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, and, that's why I'm out here, you know, on this mission. I'm on a crusade. I'm so passionate about this, you know.
Were you ever naturally gifted, or is this something that you've just learned? Persuading, negotiating.
I just learned it. I mean, I had to teach myself all this stuff. That's why I got taken advantage of narcissists myself. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, the point is, like, if somebody's in the situation, they're listening to it, like, obviously it's super unfortunate, but like there is like a light at the end of the tunnel if you're 100%. Really one of these.
Yeah. 100%. And I always say I never leave my thoughts unsupervised, by the way. I'm listening to like all kinds of motivational stuff all the time because, you know, I have to make sure that I keep my mind in the right place.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to pull out some rapid fire career insights from you. But before we pivot, where do you want people to go? All your website, your social, all the links, where people should go check you out, go find more of your content, all of that.
So my YouTube is youtube.com/RebeccaZungESQ. And then my Instagram is Rebecca Zung. My Facebook is facebook.com/RebeccaZung. And those are really the main things. And then I do have the free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet, which is at winmynegotiation.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's do a couple rapid fire. And those will all go in the show notes too. So a couple rapid fire. So biggest challenge you've had in your life, what was that challenge and how did you overcome it?
Oh, gosh. I would definitely have to say it was, you know, being divorced, three kids, going to law school at night and all of that and no sleep. And I, you know, I don't know. I think it was just one step at a time. And I just think it was just knowing that I wanted to feed my kids and put a roof over their head and survive for them and give them a better life. Amazing. And, you know, it's everything has always been for my kids.
It's a good, it's a good, it's a good thing to drive you. That's important.
Yeah.
It's important. If you had to choose one person in your life, there's obviously been many, but pick one person in your life who's had a huge impact on your life. Who was that and what did they teach you?
Totally. My dad.
Okay.
And just, the importance of family and education.
Amazing. Your favorite podcast, book, Audible, pick one that you've, that's impacted your life. What was it and how did it impact you?
Oh, I, you know, when you said that, I guess, you know, the first person that came to mind was, Gary Zukav. I don't know. I mean, I just, I love his teachings and, you know, it just meeting him in person, was amazing. And I loved the fact that, he was, the same in person as he was, in his books. And then I also reached out to him to do an interview recently to promote his book. And he said, yes. And he just has always been such an authentic and, approachable person.
Amazing. If you could tell your 20-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Oh, it's all going to be okay. And just stop worrying.
Good. And then last question, what does success mean to you?
Oh, raising a family of good kids who are happy and fulfilled.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com. joinjoin.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real, there are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.